Hey, Giants fans, this is Sandra G, and I'm on the San Francisco Giants radio pregame. I've got Mike Yastrzemski here, and we're gearing up. It's Father's Day weekend's coming up, and congratulations. This is going to be your first one. How does that feel for you?
I'm very excited. I've never been big on these days and stuff like that, but it feels a little different now, and so hopefully that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you got anything special planned to celebrate?
No, just trying to spend time with them, hang out with Paige and Quinley and enjoy the day and hopefully get some good quality time.
Cool. We've been lucky enough to see her a couple times on the broadcast, and how's she enjoying the games?
She's loving them. Quinley's doing great at the game, so she's got her headphones rocking. So,
yep.
she's been hanging in there. She's been a great baseball baby so far.
That's great. So now, is there any special baseball memories that you can say that you've shared, like with your family, your dad, your granddad, anything like that? Anything that sticks out?
I remember my dad, when he had his hip surgery, would always show up to every game on crutches. Like, nothing was going to stop him. He'd play golf on one leg with me whenever we would get the chance. And those are the things that create the everlasting memories, are the ones that you feel there's extra effort put in by your parents. And that just always sticks with you. So hopefully I'll be able to emulate that for you.
Yeah. So is it golf then? It runs in the family. That's something you guys enjoy doing together.
Yeah. It's a big family time. You know, my in-laws play, my brother-in-law plays, my whole family's played growing up. And so, that's definitely where we like to spend some of our off time.
Cool. For everyone listening, this is Sandra G on KMBR Giants pregame with Mike Yastrzemski. And so a little bit now towards your college and the program at Vandy. And speaking of like fathers and father figures, what can you tell us about what the coaching staff at Vandy had for you and the impact that that's made for you on your professional career?
Yeah, that was, I've said it a bunch of times, but that was the best decision I ever made. That was a time where, you know, I felt like I needed another external father figure, and I didn't know it at the time. Mm-hmm. And Corbs was exactly what I needed. He was tough but loving, cared more than just about anyone I've ever met, and he treated us like we were his sons. And so that was something that resonated with me really, really heavily, and I've carried that for a long time. So I was very lucky to be a part of that and very thankful for him every day.
Awesome. Well, this is Mike Yastrzemski. Happy first Father's Day to you. Good luck and enjoy it.
Thank you.
And for all you guys, we're listening to the Giants radio pregame show on KMBR 680, the sports leader. Sending it back to Marty, Bill, and Carrie. Hey, Giants fans, this is Sandra G, and you're listening to the San Francisco Giants baseball radio pregame show on KMBR 680 and 104.5. I've got the thrill here with me, and we're going to talk about Father's Day.
Ooh.
What does Father's Day mean to you?
Father's Day means a lot. I get a chance to be with my son, and, he and I got an unbelievable bond right now. We spend a lot of time together, whether it be in the outdoors or whether it be on the baseball field. And, he's my partner in crime. So I love Father's Day and being able to celebrate that with him.
Yeah. What's some of the favorite things that you guys do together when you're spending time?
You know what? We do a lot of stuff in the outdoors together. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of stuff at my ranch, and we'll go fishing. We'll do all kinds of stuff like that. And then he plays in a little, 18 and over beer drinking league. And so I go support him in that and throw him batting practice whenever I get a chance to. And, so it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Was he one of those little ones that was running around the clubhouse when he was little?
You know what? We weren't allowed to do that back then.
Okay.
And so, I tried to get him in the clubhouse as much as possible to meet the guys, but we didn't let the kids hang around too much back then. But, he was a little dude when I was finishing my career. He was only 3 or 4. And so, he has some memories, but not like, when I was playing in San Fran type stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, in terms of, father figures.
Okay.
You're around here. You're at the park. You're in the clubhouse. You're talking to the guys.
Yeah.
Jock Peterson has told us how much of an influence, that you guys have had, like Barry Bonds walking around the clubhouse and all of you Giant, forever Giants.
Right.
What do you see as something that you would like to make the biggest impact by being in the clubhouse, being around these guys, How do you see yourself making an impact to them for the Giants that we have now coming up?
So one of the things that I try to do is, you know, I try to come in the clubhouse and just be me. Mm-hmm. And I want the guys to feel very much like they can approach me and ask anything. You know, myself, Barry, you know, Dave Dravecki, guys like that, yeah, who have been there, done it at a high level for a long period of time. You know, we have some secrets that we can, mm-hmm, share with the guys to hopefully make their life a little easier. And, you know, we did a lot more stuff through, you know, observation, you know, watching other players and watching their mechanics and talking to other players. And so it's the same thing when I'm in the clubhouse with the guys. I'm doing the same thing. I'm walking around saying, hey, how you feeling? You know, hey, don't drop your hands. Keep your hands, yeah, up high. You know, stuff like that. And, you know, it's just a way to keep tabs on everybody.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Will. It's been great chatting with you. Happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you, Sandra.
Hope you
appreciate
enjoy
it.
Enjoy and do something special.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. This is Sandra G on KNBR 680 and 104.5, sending it back to Marty, Bill, and Carrie on The Sports Leader. Hey, Giants fans, this is Sandra G, and I'm on the San Francisco Giants baseball radio pregame, and I'm here with Alyssa Nacken. Alyssa, thanks for taking some time to chat with me today.
I'm happy to. Thank you.
So we have got Father's Day weekend, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what Father's Day means to you.
Ooh, the day itself means that I know my family is getting together to celebrate my dad and my oldest brother, and it makes me happy knowing that they're going to get together and have a nice meal and play with the grandkids and all of that. So the day itself brings me a lot of joy, but I think obviously the meaning of Father's Day to me is the fact that I and my family get to celebrate all that my dad has done for us. You know, he and my mom are the leaders of our clan, and we've just learned a lot of life lessons from them throughout our entire childhood and even our adult life as we're starting to navigate just the twists and turns, yeah, that come with adulthood. And
totally.
I'm really excited that knowing that my family will get together. Obviously, it's a little heartbreaking not being able to be, yeah, with them, but I know that I'll be able to talk with my dad. It'll be a priority that I call him that day. So yeah, that's special to me.
Well, hopefully the Giants can pull off a win for him as a Father's Day present
as
well.
There we go, yeah.
For our listeners, this is Sandra G. I'm talking with Alyssa Nacken on the Giants Radio pregame show. And Alyssa, can you tell us what impact did your father make on your journey to eventually end up in the big leagues?
My dad never shied away from encouraging me to step out of my comfort zone, do things that seemed really challenging, and put myself in positions that were going to challenge me, but also help me develop the skills I needed to, either become a better athlete or become a better student, just put myself in a better position to go about life, quite frankly. Yeah. He was never somebody that, you know, forced me into any type of sport or after school activity. He and my mom just really opened the door and allowed me to choose which area I wanted to go down. And I always knew that I had their support, whatever it may be, you know. And I told them I wanted to quit my job and move to San Francisco and go to grad school and work for free for the USF baseball team. You know, I think they had some hesitation, but they were in full support, and they would show up to our USF games and just be there. And that just, it's a huge impact for me, because I know that even if I fail, like, there's a net there, and I know that my dad is there and will help me see the opportunities that come from the failures. And that's just been the type of guy he's been since I can remember.
I love it. Well, thank you. Do you want to give your dad a shout-out if he's listening?
Dad, I love you. You are one of the most influential and inspiring people that I know. And happy Father's Day. I miss you.
Awesome. This has been Sandra G on the KNBR San Francisco Giants pregame show on 104.5 and 680, The Sports Leader.